So if you notice in all of the tantrums that Shaitan throws, and really we can call them tantrums because he's constantly complaining about something and screaming about something and challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, which is a stark difference from the Shaitan that we described before he finds himself in the situation of disobedience. You know, when he's speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this audacity that he has and talking about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala led him astray and so on and so forth, one of the amazing things about what Shaitan is saying is that he does not once mention any of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. Like, he doesn't say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bima rafa'tani, by the way that you exalted me, I'm going to do this to other people. Instead, he attributes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliating him. He doesn't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't even mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him in paradise, literally gave him access and a position that no other jinn has ever reached before him or after him. And, you know, he's just constantly mentioning what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did to him in regards to evil, which in reality he did to himself. Now, the reason why that's so significant is because of the lack of mention of those blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, that, you know, speak about the blessings of your Lord, not in a boasting fashion, but when you speak, always incorporate alhamdulillah, always incorporate optimism, always incorporate, you know, what the Prophet ﷺ called at-tahadduth bi-ni'matillah, to speak of the blessings of Allah. And what that means is, you know, someone asks you how you're doing, you don't say it's terrible, it's been a long day, I have a cold, those types of things. You say alhamdulillah, the day was wonderful, everything went well at work, which is rare for many of us, right? And everything was great at home and everything is going well, alhamdulillah. At-tahadduth bi-ni'matillah, to speak about the blessings of Allah, not with any riyah, not with any boasting, just to show that you're grateful. Shaitan doesn't do that once. In fact, the only time that he says the word Rabbi, my Lord, is when he wants something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? That sounds familiar, right? When he calls upon Allah, that's when he says my Lord. But other than that, not a single mention of the position that Allah has given him, the Jannah that Allah has given him, the favor that Allah has bestowed upon him, the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angels to destroy the jinn, and so on and so forth. And that attitude, that behavior is condemned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both when it's a collective behavior of a community and when it is the behavior of an individual. So for example, Allah says to Bani Israel, Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم. Remember the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. And Allah says, وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. I chose you above all other nations. I've given you things and that I have not given to any nation before you. And you don't once attribute that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a nation. In fact, you only turn to Allah when the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to descend upon you. And you blame Allah, you blame the messenger that Allah sent to you. And you continue to be arrogant and ungrateful, right? So this concept of ascribing only evil to Allah and only good to themselves is a concept that's highlighted throughout the Quran, and it's the opposite of what the Prophet ﷺ was when he used to say, Al-khayru kulluhu biyadayk wa sharru laysa ilayk, that all good belongs to you, O Allah, and evil is not to be attributed to you. And we even see that on the Day of Judgment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the disbeliever being raised, the one who was wicked being raised, and he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he's raised blind, لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Why did you raise me blind when I used to be able to see? It's like he, you know, subhanAllah, he's not attributing the blessing of al-basar, the blessing of being able to see for all of those years to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead, he's attributing the blindness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's showing this entitled behavior that I used to be able to see. Why did you take that away from me? Not you created me in a way that I was able to see and then you decided to take that. Not what did I do to deserve my, you know, losing the eyesight that you gave to me. He simply says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Why did you raise me blind and I used to be able to see? So when you speak in a way that reflects not the behavior of Shaitan, but the behavior of the Prophet ﷺ, not the behavior of the wicked of Bani Israel, but the behavior of Musa ﷺ, who constantly mentions the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, find that fine line where you're saying Alhamdulillah without saying, like, Alhamdulillah, look at me, but you're saying Alhamdulillah, I am a humble servant that does not deserve what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to me, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed this upon me, without going, you know, excessively into the details and so on and so forth in a way that you're boasting. Otherwise, you're just like the shaitan, where you only attribute evil to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you only attribute good to yourself.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.